No, de Ebenezer, de Ebenezer. Jesus, that's Simon Kufra Palef, Sid Zayn, Pirush Targum, Al Tzatiyomano, Al Gzoseyen, so the Targum translates it, Al Gzoseyen, Kulema Al Chose Shalayen, so Jesus means the chest. Viyin Jesus Usha, Koreb Limise, Male Leiche Bigreni, Nifni Tzoreis, So that means Geisus is from the term of Satyomano, so Xisein Shalem, that's the Chose, the chest. So in other words, the Geisus, Korab Limise, just before he dies, so he cuts out, he keeps on coughing out phlegm. I discussed it with Dr. Kenigsberg, so he told me, because this, my experience as a child, was a tuberculosis patient. And when somebody dies from tuberculosis, from pneumonia, so it's usual that before he dies, so he will cough out phlegm, and then he will breathe heavily, and then he'll utter this agonizing breaths, and then he'll die. So according to the Ramo, Geisus means is derived from the term Al Satyomano, Al Xosein, Kalim Al Chosesh. That's the Ramos Pshatnis, the Tisisyontev in Perkalev of Herach, Mishneh Gemur. There the Mishneh says that the Geisus cannot be marich. There is a halacha of Erech. If somebody says Archeolite, so he has to pay according to his age, whether he's 5 years old, or 20 years old, or 50 years old, 60 years old. A Geisus has no Erech. Why? Because so the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, because the Geisus, Mishneh Gimel, in here, Hageisus, in Mishnayis is Mishneh Gimel, and in the Gemara it's Mishneh Dalet. Hageisus vayetzi lehorek, loy nidav lenerach. So the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, Geisus Yodua, Bihu Shekil Greini Nishma Bishas HaMise. In other words, it's Mashma from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shekil Greini Nishma Bishas HaMise. And the Rambam was very exact in his expressions. If the Rambam says Bishas HaMise, he definitely does not have reference to half an hour before missing, or let's say to 4 months before missing. So, right, you know, We Russian Yodom, so we can say a person is dying, even though he'll live for another few months. But the Rambam was very exact in his expressions. And he says, the Iskot Geises, the Husha Kil Grey Mishnah Bishop Sanders. Whenever I think of that experience of that person who died from tuberculosis, and I remember they just, I cannot know whether it was a minute before he died, so he was breathing heavily. So it seems to me that this is what the Rambam calls cases. Now, this thing doesn't happen today. Today, when they have the respirators and all these facilities, so this process of ksise doesn't even take place. The person dies, but this process, of coffin phlegm, even if a person dies because of lung disease, because of pneumonia or tuberculosis or whatever lung disease, so it doesn't take place in that order, First coffin phlegm and then breathing very heavily, and then the last breaths, the agonal breaths. It doesn't happen that way. Today, because of the progress in medicine, so and technology, so these things don't even happen. So I think now that the term gases does not have one meaning. It's the term gases is what is called in English a homony. There are certain words that have various meanings. Sometimes when Chazal or Hashem speak of the gases, so it has reference to anyone who is destined to die. Let's say somebody who has terminal cancer. It would also be called gases. For example, the Mishnah says in Gittin that Hashariah get lishte, so even though it is okay, and so the Shliach can assume that he didn't die. And even if he's an old man, he still has a cheskes chai, even though he was sick, so he can safely assume that the Mishalach, the Baal, didn't die, and he can hand over the get to his wife. And even if he stays on the road for half a year or so, or a year, he can still assume that the chile didn't die and he can give the get to his wife. So the Gemara says, only chile, even if he's a chile misuk. But if he's a gay, he says, so then he cannot give the get. He has the chile, maybe he died. So there the term gay says is used in a very broad sense. It means anyone who is expected to die. Even if he's expected to die within 4 months or 6 months, so Mele cannot assume that he's still living. So somebody, if the Mishalach suffers from terminal cancer, so the Shliach will not be able to hand over the get to his wife. But sometimes when the Torah says that if somebody is a geses and then 3 days expired, so then the craving have to observe others, because the geses cannot last for more than 3 days. So their geses does not have reference to anyone who is expected to die within, let's say, 4 months, suffers from terminal cancer. Somebody who suffers from terminal cancer, so there is no riot that he must die within 3 days. So over there, Gases does not have reference to anyone who is so sick that he's expected to die within a short time. Somebody who is already on the verge of death, and at most, he could survive for another 3 days. So The term geishas does not have one and the same role. Sometimes it is reference to a person who is in Nisukin and who is expected to die within a certain time, even if he is expected to die within half a year. So it's called geishas. That's the expression geishas in the Noring Hebrew. So it doesn't make any difference. And sometimes Rishonim use the expression geishas, it has reference to someone who is very close to the death. That so that he definitely will not be able to rest for more than 3 days. And sometimes I think this halacha, that Hageisis vayitzil horik lo yidavu inerach. So the Rambam says in the Hazoko that is considered kimeis. I don't think that if somebody suffers from terminal cancer and he'll and another person will say erach plainly alive, so he won't have to pay just because he suffers from terminal cancer. I should be considered a geis. So, this kind of a geis is, as the Rambam says, Yodua vihushekil greini nishma vishasamis. If the Rambam has reference to the agonal breathing, that is mamish the beginning of the death process, because as I said before, according to the Rambam, so Kol Asher Nishmas L'Chaim B'Apof implies that the death process begins with the termination of respiration. So that means when a person utters, emits the last breaths, that that marks the beginning of the death process. So Mele he is considered as a mess Ligavei the Haloche that in Nerach. Like a mess, just as I eat a horik, somebody eat my daily horik, and another person will say, Erech blin yolai, he doesn't have to pay the erech, because he's considered like a mess. So here too, a geishes, who is so close to death, who is already beginning the process of death, in other words, the last breaths. So that kind of a geishes, that's called the Yitzias Nishon. So when the Chsipa Hasidim says that if somebody is geises and there is a person who knocks, who chops wood, so that retards the Yitzias Nishon, so there it doesn't have reference to something that prolongs life. The chopping of wood is life prolonger. It's not a life prolonger, but somehow the chopping of wood might retard the Yitzias Nishome, the death of the person. In other words, if the person is in that stage where he's already emitting the last breaths, so then the chopping of wood might retard the Yitzias Nishome. So in such a case, so we are allowed to do it. As Rav Meisha said, if it involves pain. As a matter of fact, Rav Shlomo Eiger in the Gilyan Marsho, so he mentions Bichuvas Bishyakov in Simen Shin Lamites, Bichuvas Bishyakov Simen Mites Kosa, the also Laakif in Tzias HaNefesh, Al Yidei Rifur. So the Beis Yaakov says that it's also to give a refuah to geishes. Or hear anything like that. It sounds inconceivable. And then he says, the cholakol of b'tshuva shvus Yaakov. So this is the machlekes between two achrayim. The Beis Yaakov says, the also le'akid yitzias ha'nefesh al b'tifur. The cholakol of b'tshuva shvus Yaakov. The nishe boki b'yofuahs. ומניין ממנו אקסיס או לפישו ודר השוי דערי משום חי אישו מפקנו סגל בשבס what's the story of the beast Yaakov? I mean, can you imagine that the beast Yaakov would say such a thing, that if somebody suffers from terminal cancer, that it's also to give him a refuah? I mean, and the beast Yaakov certainly doesn't base it upon the fact of pain. Not pain, he doesn't have pain. He's Nikoma, he doesn't have pain. So the beast Yaakov says, also Laakit Yitzias Hanefesh. So apparently he's referring to something that is not of a therapeutic nature, of a curative nature. Something that retards the death process, when the death process has already begun. So gazes in the sense of the last breaths that a person when dying so emits. So then you can say that the death process has already begun. So Yaakov says, vis-a-vis such a person, in whom the death process has already begun, and you cannot, sustain his life for any substantial interval anyway, but you can retard the death process by giving a certain injection. You're not allowed to do it, the Beis Yaakov says. And the Shvus Yaakov says, yes, you are allowed to do it. So Mimele, when the Ramor mentions in the name of Sita Hasidim that if somebody chops wood and that is Me'akev Yitzias HaNefesh, he doesn't have reference to it. He gazes in the sense someone who has terminal cancer who might still live for another few months or even a few weeks or even a few days or even a few hours. And if it's a question of a therapeutic matter, I mean is something like a respirator or an injection or whatever that will definitely prolong life, so it's the biggest mitzvah to prolong life. But when the Sefer Hasidim says that he gazes, so if there is something in the courtyard that retards the Yitzias Nishome, let's say somebody chops wood, so we tell him to stop chopping wood. So is this the stopping of the chopping of wood is not a therapeutic matter. How can you equate something that is of curative and therapeutic nature with something like chopping wood that only retards the death process? Now, but I'm not has shown any confirmation, but I don't think that the raya from this Ramor is a raya. But however, if the situation is such, in my opinion, I'm very ignorant. I mean, you are all doctors and you know so much more than I. But my guess is that today, with all the progress and with the numerous painkillers, so most of the time it's possible to prolong the life of a patient who is terminally sick without great pain. But there are certain situations where it's impossible. Dr. Kennedy was mentioning somebody who suffers from bone cancer. So the only way to prolong his life is by doing something that will involve great pain. All right, that's a different situation. But usually today, I mean, that's my assumption. I mean, I might be wrong, so you'll tell me. But most of the time, it is possible to reduce pain to a minimum. Today, it is possible to reduce pain to a minimum. I remember as a child in Warsaw, I had an uncle who suffered from cancer, and the pain was unbearable. But in those days, they didn't have so many painkillers, they didn't have such medical facilities as today. Today, usually, it is possible to reduce the pain to a minimum, at least to the extent that it shouldn't be unbearable. So, as long as the pain is not unbearable, I don't think there is any hetter to withhold medication. But if there is a situation where the pain is unbearable and it will continue if we don't withhold medication, so then it will continue in such an extent, unbearable pain, and for indefinitely, I think that then it's mutter to withhold medication. Not because of the raya from the Gemara in Suves that answered the Rebbe was misfollowed, because the Rebbe actually misfollowed the Rebbe in Shalom, so the Chachamim misfollowed the Rebbe in Shalom, that Rabbi Yochanan should be nifta because he lost his mind. So that's not like withholding a medication. But if there is no way to reduce the pain to a minimum, and the pain, and if we continue giving the patient medication, so then he'll have indefinitely unbearable pain, so then I think that it's mutter to remain passive and not to give medication, because of the gemore in Suves, so then they wouldn't be misanthropic themselves. Hanani and Shul Azariah were misanthropic themselves not to bow down to the Tzalot. So it's only because they were only told that if they don't bow down to the Tzalot, they'll be thrown into the Egyptian age. But if they had been told that they would be subjected to indefinite torture and Yisui, so then they wouldn't be misnerved. So Rabbi Tam is the Kashi, how is it Shaykh to say that Hamani and Shul Azariah wouldn't be misnerved themselves if the alternative had been indefinite Yisui? So Rabbi Tam says that actually they were not in Huyah to be misnerved themselves, because the Tzalem was the Kavod HaMelech, but it was only a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but they were not mechuyev to Mishnah. So since it was only a Yiras Hasidus on their part, so they would have only done it, they only did it because they were only subjected to getting killed. But if they had been subjected to indefinite torture, then they wouldn't have resorted to that misrasis. So we see from this Gemara that unbearable, indefinite suing is a bigger tzoret than that. That is, some melee, if there is such a situation that if we don't withhold treatment, so we'll have unbearable Yisuri for an indefinite time, so then I think that it's mutter to withhold treatment. But in any other situation where there is a possibility for painkillers to reduce the pain to a minimum, so then I don't think there is any hetter to withhold any medication. And if somebody does withhold under such circumstances medication, so then he's either on the summit or on the ground.
What if the treatment itself is the medicine you're giving causes it, but is it unbearable pain?
So if it prolongs the life, I would say to give him death medication. Unless it's unbearable. If he's sure, it's worse than that. You're more in Agdinu, the Hanani Mishol Vazariah. so they would be picked. They would bow down to the tzaddik because he didn't involve Moshe Abedin. Now, Dr. Schreiber. Where's Dr. Schreiber?
Right here.
Oh, yeah. So when is the next? What is the topic? I have to know.
Trying to get hold of Rashi. I have to check out the date, make sure there's no conflict.
Okay, but what is the topic?
Talk about occupancy.
What topic is? Okay.
Sometimes is a person unconscious, is that would that be then you'd be included to be Marek his life? The person wouldn't be conscious.
Then he definitely doesn't have pain if he's in coma. So he doesn't have pain if he's in coma. So why should we withhold medication from such a person?
Does the Rav include with only treatment to the multiple resuscitation? The person is on a respirator and the heart rate stops. And it's a terminal
illness.
Even if the resuscitation is for 3 minutes or 5 minutes of life?
That's right. Yes.
That's not the
But before the Roshiva said that if it's Ha'ishah, there's only a residual Ha'ishah, not a full Ha'ishah. Let's say there's no brain waves, no pain, doesn't have respiration, has a cardiac issue. Let's say that should stop. What about the death of Shabbos? Are you asking me how to
do it? It has been zoned the respirator, so it would be possible to resuscitate him.
Let's say it's a clear case where this person has not had brain waves for 3 or 4 days and he has to have spontaneous respiration for several days. Now his heart is starting to fail. Let's say it were Shabbos, would you be allowed to be Machal Shabbos to resuscitate?
Because
there's
no possibility that maybe tens of millions since
the other thing is, let's say a person in the process of dying, he stops breathing, and in such a case, the question comes up, do you put that person on a respirator? Is that...
I mean, the whole thing of the recovery system is something very strange, but there are more mentions it, but we shouldn't apply it to every situation, because it's definitely a kind of thing that
There's never a pain that has to treat with drugs. It may take amount of medication or put a person unconscious. So therefore, the fire they should have be had there for pain. Because if someone has terrible pain, you can always induce a state of what we call anesthesia.
The
person will be a respirator dependent. So in essence, you're putting the person in a state where the brain works, but it's not conscious. So the pain should have be a head there for not doing anything. One can always induce a state of anesthesia.
I didn't understand that.
There's always a possibility of putting pain, and that will be by giving so much medication, the person is not conscious anymore, and is often respirator dependent. Would that be a chiv to put a person on the respirator?
And what will happen? Will he have pain as a result of the respirator?
No, he won't.
No. Why shouldn't we do it? If you won't have pain, why shouldn't we do it?
But the person will never...
The only thing that they lose is money, you see. I have the suspicion that many times when doctors pressure the family that they should not attach a respirator is because it involves money. It's not only suspicion, I know. Sometimes they even mention it. That man who called me up, so he said, his mother said, who will pay for all that? Your father will pay for all that? So, if he doesn't involve pain, why shouldn't they try to prolong the life? For a few days. Why not? What do you lose? What do you lose? So it's one of the quality. All right.
What about
you want to pay?
Well, someone may need this, that ventilator that we're using for the patient, maybe.
I need a ventilator. To find solutions. Hakesifianisaki. If people need money, you can get many ventilators. I think this is at the core, because economy is at the core of all this problem, of all this pressure. Economy. It's not paying, it's not quality living, it is economy.
What does one plus do in many states now? It's become the law that the legislature has determined that death is defined by the Harvard criteria. How is a physician supposed to react in such a situation?
He cannot cooperate in an active way. It's out of the question. In an active way, sometimes he should be ready to quit his job as a doctor, not cooperate in an active way. But whether he's mechuyev, you know, to protest, that I wouldn't say he's mechuyev, because he can't accomplish anything. But actively, let's say, to pull out the plug under no circumstances. Let's say, suppose the head doctor is plotting to pull out the plug because the family wants to pull out the plug. The doctor should not do it. And even if it means he'll be fired from the hospital, so he'll be fired from the hospital. So he'll get a job in another hospital. Definitely not. That's a thing of Yehoi Boyabe, Yishvachos Dom, no.
But does one have to intervene to prevent somebody else from doing that? I mean,
if he can accomplish, why not? But I suppose usually you won't even be able to accomplish. If the family demands it, and the head doctor suggests it, so then you're not the head doctor. How can you accomplish? How can you come? It's like going out on the Grand Avenue on Shabbos and scream, close your stove. I mean, you can't accompany. But why should you? But to actively cooperate under no circumstances, it's in your way out. Let's say there is a situation where let's say the doctor suggests that it should pull out the plug, and let's say the person is able to breathe and he still has cardiac activity, but still, and the family agrees, so then the law is on their side, so then. And suppose you get instructions to go out the plug, you shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. That's all. You're always no yabbin. It's a
chicken.
What?
Bayirin.
Why only Bayirin? Bayirin too. Beneach is mitzvah and shechadom. And on shechadom, it's you're always no yabbin, even by Beneach. And on the Zorek, you're a rayas, so in Beneach mitzvah and shechadom. But on shechadom, it's based upon the soul of where was this. So you need the neach is not here.
No, but
it's
the patient.
What?
It's the patient.
What do you mean the patient?
Not that the doctor,
it's the patient.
Patient.
You can't pull off the plug right now.
So it's Yichai and Nigoi, I don't understand.
That's what it is. Yehorek Val Yavos.
Yehorek Val Yavos, definitely. It's Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Nabrizor. And Shabbatomim of an Akut, who is either Ibit Kehovi, so it's Yehorek Val Yavos.
Can't one interpret the Gemara to mean that the Rabbanan one's column that he should become well, not that he should die?
And all the Gemara says, "Boy, so, but that in spite of the tefillas, Boy, Rabban and Rach Melech, and Rach Nafshe, he died anyway."
I don't think this is the way it is explained.
The Gemara certainly seems to hold that this wasn't also that it seems that the Rabbanim were mispaal that the Rebbe should be saved. But the tefillos were answered to the point that he wasn't saved, but he did die. I mean, it seems like... No, what the Rabbanim were mispaal. The Rabbanim were mispaal that he should have refuah.
Yeah.
But the Gemara says that the tefillah was answered to the point that he didn't have refuah and he didn't die. I mean, it seems that that's a worse situation than either way.
When the Rechaver passes that a Kohen cannot visit a Gosis, what would be the definition of a Gosis? Or should it be
over there, you see, I had no time. I intended to discuss it. Because over there, too, Gosis doesn't mean somebody, you know, who's terminally sick. That's not Gosis. There, Gosis means someone who's in the process of death, as it would be called. The Rosh Inozi of Dalit says that even the Talmud says that the Gesis are not allowed to come to a Gesis. So that's only a Gesis in the Shomayim, but not a Gesis in the Yom. So the Rosh in Nozir the Talmud says a little bit. Yachmehem Shlish Mish, Vayikachas Chvisom. So the Gemara says, the Dun Gesi Shadir. Maybe the one there, the only Gesi. That's the reason it's like. So the horse says, Bafil Mandon Pilgim Mi, he knows the horse of the Gabigay says, Hochel Abdis Simamish, Elusmuch, Vinir Ali Lichali, bin Gesis bin Shmaim le Gesis bin Dior. So the Charneo is the Kasha and the Kosh and the country. Gesis bin Dior, he should be even more humble than Gesis bin Shmaim. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says if somebody kills the Gesis bin Shmaim, come to Gesis. If somebody kills the Gesis bin Dior, so if Kuasov bin Dior, that's all my place. So the last one who killed somebody bound to die, but then he exercises his death, his father of his said, basically, Shmaya allowed him to come. So this is the other one. Certainly, that's the Kamiya's question. But I think that the Tamiya says that you're not allowed to come yourself to Jesus. It doesn't mean Jesus in the sense. Is expected to die, let's say, for in the next few hours. But Gesis in the sense as the Rambam says, Gesis means when he emits his last breaths, the agonal breathing.
So, for example, in the Rosh Shiva's case when he was a child, that circumstance that he happened to be present there.
Yeah, if I had been a kid,
well, that age of Gilchan, necessarily. When does
I'm not a kid.
No, but when does it start for Cohen? At what age does it start for Cohen?
I was already young.
Could be. Yeah. I don't understand Rabbi Yaakov's shot in Akhoy Levatha, meaning rush, because according to the Lechem Mishnah, it says in in halacha hay and per face and hope it's about the cotton. So it says Vakin Hati Kors Mishrael Mishrael Ainun Kisrael So the Lech Mishnah explains over there, it means that the Mekabla Son B'Tshuva Li'olam, because the Tfiyas HaYetz are so great, they can't be alive. He says, otherwise they're considered like a mace. So the pshat there is, Achrei Levavli is Minas, is that it's not from the Melech, it's from the Leid. It's such a tremendous Tfiyas HaYetz. And he says Medama, he's Medama that it's Emes. So okay, why is that Rosh? Right. And that's late.
All right, so that's not a pshat, right? But, because the Gemara says...
He thinks it's from his Moloch, but it's not. Achulav Akhim Zomim is... So it means the source is not his Moloch.
In other words, to entertain heretical ideas.
So it's not his Moloch, it's his late. That's his late. That's what the... Shot of the Lech Mishnah is that the Kfiyas Yetzer is so great that he can't stay alive. What's Kfiyas Yetzer? If it's his Rosh, he should be able to change his opinion.
Well, I'll tell you.
But it's Kfiyas Yetzer, which is really in his leg.
I want something similar to what you are saying. I want said in Ashkosh. I read the same question. Why do the Torah say, it's a Suach Le'Ofchem, and it's news? So you should say,
Yes.
So I said that people many times make a mistake. Certain people are atheists. So, people think they are atheists because of intellectual conviction.
It's not.
Well, it's not.
It's emotional.
It's emotional. Why did so many people are atheists? Because they think that it's better to be an atheist. It's not hefka, but if you're an atheist, so it's hefka, you can pursue, you know, the indulgence of your instinct.
Yeah.
So at core is a desire, you know.
Oh, it's a desire too.
But they
I'm saying is Akwe Lavakhan is Manish.
I mean, this is the kind of shot I said. But Rabbi Yaakov says appear as grounded in Kelsey's story. He's follower of salvation. So when the Chachamim, you know, they are under Madrege. So you can't attribute it to Kelsis. Just as you couldn't say that when Avraham Avinu was ready to sacrifice Yitzchak, that he was Kelsis. It was Avraham Avinu. But somebody else, not Avraham Avinu, if he would run to slaughter the child to the Mikaina Mitzvah, could be accused of callousness, not Avraham Avinu, but somebody else could.
So the Yerushalmi that's found in the back of Tehillim, there's a certain Yerushalmi that's very, this, that we say the person is stricken with, in the back of the Tehillim, there's a certain Yerushalmi that's said, that could be said in conjunction when the name is changed. We never said it in Yeshua.
It shouldn't be said. Because there it says, the after Yigzadinu Nises, so we are changing the name. So, if a name is changed, but this expression should be. I don't know who put it. I don't know.
Is there a problem changing a name? Is that a lack of Yitzhakon?
No, Hashishon, it's based upon the Gemara and Hashishon. So, you can change the name, but this sentence shouldn't be said. The after Yigza, all of the Nises, so, Ein Shmei, the Yigzah Adir Yise, Ein Zu Elu Acher. That shouldn't be said.
What about the Vidui for somebody that's no to Lamos? I mean, there would seem that if somebody would be saying this Vidui, that there's a lack of Bitachon or Fish. Can somebody not...
It's Gemara in Shabbos. No to Lamos, Ein Le Yisvadu. Harbe Meisu V'lo Yisvadu. The Harbe Yisvadu V'lo Yisvadu. Uvi Shushi Yisvadu V'lo Yisvadu. But, you know, you have to be very careful. went to the thing sometimes to tell a person, listen, say little because you'll be dying in half an hour. So you might expedite your death.
We don't leave it up to the person himself to say, I want to be reincarnated now.
Right.
We don't leave it up to the person himself to say that he wants to be misfired now. I know of cases where people...
I certainly wouldn't say that to a dying person. I wouldn't.
If the person said, I want to be misfired, then...
Right.
Because it's... Because...
If the person says, I want to be misfired, why not? So you should say that he did. But suggest to him to say that.
Even though it's only the lost in the war, it's only love his father.
Europe,
I mean,
I understand, there was the universal
marriage. You know, the Beis HaLevi, you know, there's two stories. The Beis HaLevi was not found of the Halakadishin Brisk. So the Halakadishin Brisk, they used to say, the Pashtun, what should the Rob give me? You're mocking me because my level. What should I want? I'll be on me to the street. Why did we have such an attitude toward the tradition? Because many of the tradition, you know, they were so blunt, you know, sometimes they were so blunt. And the disability couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it. You know, Chalakadish of old, I mean, they did great things, but they were very blunt, very blunt. But the fact that they were involved, that made them a little tough.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the person should be misfather, and he's not misfather, he dies without being misfather, I mean, might it not affect them?
Yeah, of course,
but
I couldn't tell a person, I just couldn't tell. First of all, Lydia has to show a little expedite his death. So, in order to do the data, he's a big chance for expediting his death.
It's more than a favor, I mean, it's advice.
You know what the origin of euthanasia? That's a Greek origin. You in Greek means present, good. And euthanasia means dead. Euthanasia means a good death.
Like a living wood?
Can I ask Rosh Hashiva, because of a lack of knowledge in Yiddish, for the exact translation of what Rabbi told Ramosha when he took that position?
As you know, my psak didn't got mentioned.
Okay.
You don't have to pass me the way I pass. If you think differently, so you can pass me. But if you think, if you agree with me, so don't be impressed by the contrary view by all Malchim Mizrahim.
Kippur.
Right, he made Kiddush.
Now, the three Makim was considered a good Makim. So he's considered, you know, a good Lador. And also Amitav was a young man. And he did it contrary to the Pesach of Shlomo Akiva. Because he knew that.
So I mentioned that it's a machlokes between Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer, whether a person can be mishalo for another person to die. And the Tzitz Eliezer says that it's offer because it was just Amta Zvei Revi. It wasn't, it's not brought down Lalaka. I mean, it's just, it says it shouldn't be done. But Moshe says...
Didn't And how about...
you see all the Rabbanim Wachola.
Maybe it's still is from no, it's I'm the Rebbe was such a high madrega, she was allowed to do it. You know?
Yes. Oh, okay.
I locked up the
420s and 210s, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Locked up
over. Okay,
fine. That's just a sound. It was
400.
He's right here.
He's in the hall.
It was 400, correct? 400.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, 400 here. No, it is here. 420s and 210s, if that's all right. I might have a few more 10s.
60.
Okay.
80.
Okay, fine. So, Rosh Hashiv, this week will be back on Wednesday.
Yeah. I was a little, I don't know, maybe I expressed myself too sharply, but you know, sometimes I can't stand the, you know, a major pasuk, first of all, they have to understand what a major pasuk. And many times, they don't even know, at least if it's exactly the same. Hearsay, on the basis of hearsay, they'll be matter everything on the basis of hearsay.